You're not always going to finish the journey with these people. Not everyone's meant to travel with you.
The money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
Y'all already know it is your boy Chance to Be Yourself Podcast. I'm making this man quick so you guys can go enjoy your Monday, hopefully, because some people don't like Mondays. But hopefully you enjoy your Mondays, Monday motivation. Listen, you're going to come up with people, friends, family, partners, whatever. You're going to start your journey with some people, some of them. Along the way of the things that you want to do in life, that you want to accomplish, your goals, your dreams, they're all not going to see it. They're either going to try to discourage you, hate on you, or just throw low-key subliminal shade. What you have to understand is you're not always going to finish the journey with these people. Not everyone's meant to travel with you. Sometimes you meet a partner, a friend, or even with family for a certain part of your life or journey that's either supposed to teach you something, give you hard times to help you overcome it and see something, or even just grow from it. You're going to have people that clap for you until you make it. And then they're not clapping anymore because they're either jealous, they're angry, or they just never really wanted you to win in the first place. So you have to remember, you have to stay the course. If it's something you want to do, something you dream of doing, something that you want to accomplish, you have to stay the course. Sometimes you have to lose people to get to where you want to go. But if you lost them, they were never really there for you to keep. Because if a friend really wants you to win, or a partner really wants you to win, or a family member is really cheering for you, they'll be with you every step of the way. And I'm not talking about financially, because some of y'all think that just because someone's in your corner means you can hit them up every time you get an idea about, yo, let me get some money. It doesn't work like that. You can't just be hitting people up for money. It doesn't work like that. But if it's genuine, just love, if you're like, yo, look, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to start trying to do. So what do y'all think? If they're really effing with you, then they're either going to help you write your pros and cons out. They're going to stay in the corner and clap like, I got you, like, do your thing. Or, you know what I'm saying, they're going to do whatever you guys have within your agreement that's going to help you. But they're going to still be there. If they don't F with you, they're going to be gone. They're going to throw shade. They're going to hate. Or they're going to talk behind your back to other people. But I said this to say, long-winded version, if people fuck with you, they're going to stay by your side through the good, the bad, everything. But if they don't F with you, they're going to use any excuse to jump off that ship. Stay the course, believe in yourself, and don't leave the journey. Yeah, be yourself.
Through the money, design of the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as